tin cans strung across the cornfield on this moment of Indiana history. In 1920, according to a Purdue University study, two-thirds of Indiana farmhouses had telephone service. By 1940, that percentage was down to 45%, but then climbed to 66% in 1948. The numbers may not be adding up because they are not tracking the same kind of telephone service. In the 1910s and 20s, many rural Hoosiers created their own small telephone systems. A Union County resident remembered that her father had a line over to the neighbors, his brother-in-law and family. A Jennings County homemaker recalled that in 1916, her father and several farmers nearby organized their own telephone company, cut poles out of the woods, got the wire and strung it. The men would cooperate to fix fallen lines and poles. When the group disbanded, telephone service ceased for a long time. Once regular service was extended out from small towns, a single farmhouse might serve as a kind of exchange. In Scott County, a resident recalled that the neighbor with the telephone would deliver everyone's messages, at times just raising the window and hollering. With the post-World War II surge in rural electrification, Indiana farm fields became increasingly crisscrossed by phone lines. Farm families came to count on regular power and phone service coming into their homes and barns, leading a LaPorte County resident to muse, "What would you do without the telephone if you had to give it up?" A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.